Welcome to this 3PL Summit. I'm Thomas Watson, trucking expert at FreightWave. Super excited to be joined with Tom Curry, president of Qude. We're going to be talking about how automation is revolutionizing appointment scheduling. It's a very manual process, but digitalization and automation are on the way. Tom, pleasure to get to talk to you. I'm Thomas. You're Tom. So you're obviously the cooler Tom, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, and again, appreciate being able to join everybody today. So I've been in the industry for about 18 years. So I've done a lot of work on the 3PL, the carrier side, kind of jumped over this last year to help launch Qude. Super excited about what we're doing. You know, it's kind of an interesting journey because you think about 18 years ago, right? Young Tom, I wasn't Thomas anymore then either. So young Tom coming into the industry, the first thing I was doing in this business was scheduling appointments. And so it's kind of crazy to come full circle. Here I am talking all about appointments, but it's kind of crazy because the way that we were scheduling appointments 18 years ago is pretty much exactly the way we've been scheduling them now. So it's a really exciting space to be able to be in and really apply some true automation and AI into.
And for folks who are unaware of the magical process of manually scheduling appointments that most of the industry does or still does, let's walk through that for a minute.
Yeah. So if you think about the scheduling process today, you're typically in your TMS of some sort, right? You're in a TMS and someone's making a decision of what they want. What's interesting about that decision-making process is the logic that's tied to that typically has just been passed down through a training exercise, right? Jane works an account. Jane says, I really love having the 10 a.m. appointment. Joe comes in. She teaches Joe, you want to get a 10 a.m. appointment every single time. Joe, for the rest of his life, will go for a 10 a.m. appointment with no context as to why 10 a.m. is the time that Jane always wanted, right? And so what happens is that user comes in, they're in the TMS, they see they need an appointment. They go out, maybe they log into a scheduling portal of some sort. So they log into a portal. You have to find the location. Once they find the location, they have to put in all the POs. Then after they put on all the POs, they have to put in all the PO details, you know, maybe weight, pallet count, whatever is required of that system. They dump all of that in. Maybe it's a request. So there's a request that's made. They wait for that request to be responded to via email typically, right? So it drops into their email. It says, hey, here's what we have or here's what you could do. And then they update that in the TMS once they get a confirmed appointment. That process typically takes anywhere from 7 to 15 minutes, but we are actually encountering customers that are spending more than 20 minutes on some of these appointments just because of the complexity of the requirements that exist there. So there's a lot of data entry, a lot of back and forth in this process that just kind of bogs down what we're all trying to do every single day in this industry.
Well, it reminds me of just wasted time. When I switched over to brokerage and even on the asset side, you'd email the customers. And some of the customers didn't even like know how to set their own stuff. And they just said, here's the list of all our DCs and here's the email for traffic. You just reach out and figure it out. And then you're stuck waiting to find out. So we have this analog process, very manual. You know, digitalization, I hear about all the time, APIs or EDIs, the great, great grandpappy of the whole bunch. But when we're talking about in the context of appointment scheduling, tell us a little bit about that, because that seems to me like the buzz lately has always been, well, we'll just throw an API, slap an API on this puppy. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think what we've learned in this industry is that it doesn't all have to be, you know, one size fits all, right? You have to be able to evaluate what are the capabilities within our industry today. You know, we're a company, of course, we're API forward, right? We use APIs. We actually help some of the scheduling platforms to actually build their APIs and test their APIs and kind of get them up to speed there. But we're agnostic, right? We want to be able to learn how can we bring connectivity. There's a myriad of different ways that connectivity can take place in this industry. And if you just kind of say this, it's API or nothing, it's not always the best approach. There's scheduling systems that they don't have development teams. They don't have resources tied to that. And so we can find other ways to bring connectivity, whether it be EDI or whatever it may be, to allow the user to get the unified experience of streamlining that appointment process, right? To your user who's sitting at the desk today, right? Put yourself back into those shoes where you're sitting at the desk, you're having to schedule an appointment. I don't care how you spell it. You spell it API, you spell it EDI, you spell it RPA, whatever you do, it doesn't matter to me. What matters is, does the process work? Is it consistent? Does it allow me to do what I need to do? Our path allows that. We have over 95% user adoption, which is an insane number for us, because it doesn't really matter to the user. So there's a lot of different ways to build those connections. Again, APIs, yes, they're preferred. It's a little bit easier for us to be able to navigate, but there's a whole lot of other technologies that exist out there that sometimes you just got to be able to work with what is available to you and then build out from there.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges is the wide range of technologies. Either, you know, looking at the bottlenecks, maybe the customer themselves don't have the integrated TMS, or maybe it's the brokerage that's still using Gmail. What do you typically see in the space? Let's say that we do want to make this better. I'm an interested party, one of the big three, carrier, broker, shipper. What's kind of the thing that's usually holding me back?
I think a lot of times it's so many people have been burned through the automation game. There's a big component of fear with automation, right? And appointment scheduling is important. I mean, I had someone ask me just last week. They said, "Hey, can you tell us what your failure rate is?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean by failure rate?" And they said, "Well, can you tell us how many times that you showed that you scheduled an appointment, but you didn't have an actual appointment for that driver or carrier?" And I was like, "Well, our failure rate is 0% then, because if we weren't actually scheduling appointments, we'd be doomed." But that is what people have learned to expect. They expect that level of failure. They expect the automation not to work. And so for us, one of the things that we did is we built our process out to give users visibility into the process. Automation doesn't have to be a black box that they don't know what's happening, right? So we kind of open up that black box and we build a lot of trust with them. And so once you get over that, you understand, okay, it doesn't have to be scary. Automation doesn't have to be scary in this way. Then we can really lean beyond automation, because automation is the first component of scheduling, right? This is about more than automation. It's about logic, right? You can automate a process. If Joe wants 10 a.m., I can automatically get you 10 a.m., right? I can just keep doing that process. But is 10 a.m. what Joe needs? Is that actually what is best for that shipment? A lot of our customers we talk to, we try to explain to them that, look, you can have a great lane, but if you have bad appointments, you have a horrible load. It's just as simple as that. And so by giving them better logic for that decision-making process, it really can transform that. And once they see that and they understand that, they get comfortable with automation, it's easy for us. There's many, many different ways that we can connect into a TMS or into a scheduling system. And being able to then prove that concept out, show them, we usually see user adoption grow very, very quickly in those scenarios.
And that brings us to the inefficiencies. That was the dreaded D word that I used to deal with, the dwell. Carriers saw it's why you see so much preload drop and hook for large ones, but the ones brokerages, smaller carriers and one-offs, like, I do think that's one of the big challenges, is that visibility. Is that just something that when you're a shipper or a broker, you're just not really seeing the impact, or you're stuck in that tribal knowledge? Because I've seen the tribal knowledge as well. We're always set at 7 a.m. on this length of haul. Let's talk about some of that inefficiencies that we're trying to get rid of.
Well, I think it's great that there's been an emphasis on dwell time, right? We've talked about that, especially as we get into the conversations of shipper of choice and they want to talk about dwell time, right? There's some really good conversations that have been had here. The problem is your TMS is limited to dwell time based off of your experience at that location. So if you imagine what a TMS does is if I'm calculating dwell time and you always take that, say, 7 a.m. appointment like you referred to, that 7 a.m. appointment, that dwell time, it's only the dwell time based off of a 7 a.m. appointment that you get at that facility. You actually don't know what the dwell time is at that facility. You know what the dwell time is at 7 a.m. because that's the only appointment that you ever get for that facility. So part of what we're opening up to the community is being able to say, you may have a 3-hour dwell time, but it's because you're taking a bad appointment and you just don't know. You don't have enough logic to be able to actually see what happens at these other times. And so there's a lot of decisioning that can be done and education that can be done through the use of this data, right? But that's something that we are actively engaging with our customers to do, to give them better logic for that decision-making process, as opposed to just assuming, I always take 7 a.m.
And I feel like that extends out. A lot of the customers themselves may not know why all their arrivals show up between a certain time zone, even if they have appointments. Because I've had, like, even with drivers, one of the challenges is that the driver themselves won't understand the inherent logic behind this, and they'll just show up anyway because they've been given false info, and they think, well, they'll work me in, and then they wait an extra, they dwell themselves. So, you know, try to change these habits. Is that more challenging for shippers, and you get this aha moment where they wonder why everyone just shows up at one time, or is this one of those things for carriers, kind of opens up their minds, or brokers, that there's a different way instead of that 7 or 9 a.m.?
Yeah, I think we see a lot of these aha moments take place when we start these conversations because, you know, kind of as I said earlier, this is an antiquated process that has been untouched for decades, right? And so when you really start to lean in and have conversations about the importance of appointments, it really changes the entire way that they begin talking about it. And so where at first people, you know, we'll start conversations. Some people say, you know what, I've never thought about doing this automation yet. This is interesting for me to think about. By the end of the conversation, we have taken them on this ride where they're now seeing, oh my gosh, how they're missing the best appointments, right? Our scheduling platform, we schedule appointments at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. constantly, right? This thing works 24/7. Well, and because of that, we have customers that are getting the jump on the best appointments, right? You're not waiting on a user to come in, get their coffee, get settled, by 9 a.m. start scheduling appointments. No, those appointments were already scheduled in the middle of the night, getting ahead of some of the competition that's out there trying to get those appointments.
I think that ties into another challenge, especially wasting time. What happens when you miss an appointment and you have a facility and you have to hastily reschedule or have visibility to see the next available space? Is that something as well that this software, that was one of my biggest challenges because you're just emailing them back. Hey, they arrived 15 minutes late. They were turned away. What do we do? 3 hours go by. I'm still stuck waiting. I'm wasting time. You know, is that one of the other big pros with that, to be able to have visibility?
Well, it you know, the complexity of this process, we've bumped into some people, some carriers and 3PLs that we work with today that they had maybe provided some automation to a component of this process, right? Maybe they were able to do their initial schedules, but when it comes to multi-stop loads, right, there's a lot of complexity with hours of service to be able to calculate that effectively. Same thing with reschedules, right? Reschedules are complex. We took that challenge on head on, right? We said, okay, if these are the most complex challenges, if we can solve these, we can solve the rest of them. And so, yes, we process those reschedules and we process a lot of them. So if you think about some of these customers and the changes that happen in their industry, in their day-to-day, what happens is there's some shift, right? And you've got to be able to respond quickly. We have some customers that they see north of 20% of their appointments have to be rescheduled because of changes that happen on the customer side or whatever it may be. We navigate that very quickly for them. It's very easy for our users. And so, yes, we deal with a lot of that in the space. It's more complex, but it's something that we've gotten very comfortable with for our customers.
And looking ahead, I mean, does this open the door for network effects? I know customers have traditionally been very hesitant allowing that full visibility into their systems, lets you peek behind the curtain. Is that something where once you get that buy-in, you're able to then open the door wide open and then plug and play as more people use the platform?
So absolutely. And Thomas, there's some really exciting things that I'd love to share with you about. I can't really dive into that today. But yes, there are some big things coming in that space based off of the conversations that we're having with these scheduling facilities, these TMSs, these shippers, that is really going to change the game when you really talk about how to get the best appointments and how to make sure that we're cutting some waste from the supply chain in that same process.
Well, Thomas, this is some really awesome stuff. If folks want to find out or learn more, especially about this new upcoming information, TBD, what's the best way to get in contact?
So they can reach out to me at tom@q.com or feel free to just visit our LinkedIn page or our website at q.com.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Thank you so much, sir. That's a wrap for this Fireside Chat. Don't worry, folks. A lot more great content coming up on this 3PL Summit. Stay tuned.